Good evening, creative people. It is day 23 of November and, you know, all the rest. Anyway, so your assignment for today. I'm going to get away from the lighting stuff. I think I've given you a few really tough days, and I've already had Georgina in Twitter saying, I can't make my camera lens flare. I sympathise, I really do. It works best with sort of point light sources. It is difficult. Sometimes you just get them and they look lovely, and sometimes you get them and they look horrible. So anyway, it was something to play around with. I didn't expect you necessarily to do it, but it's something to play with. So your assignment for today is getting away from all that difficult stuff. I'm going to give you something nice and easy today. Today I would like you to take a photograph that uses motion and captures motion. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that your subject has to be moving. In fact, it's kind of fun if it's not. If you can suggest motion without the subject actually moving, I would call that pretty smart. On the other hand, if you want to catch something that is moving and make use of the movement in the shot, make it so that it gives you more of a sense of what was going on, more of a fun element maybe, more of a dynamic element maybe, you know, a sense of the time, capturing a moment, you can use motion to do all of those things. And obviously, the things that you would use typically to capture motion would be blur. But another great way to suggest motion is to have some negative space in front of your subject for the subject to move into. So we talked in the uncomfortably close assignment about having people very close to the edge of the frame, which can make a picture seem very uncomfortable. In the case of motion, where we want to suggest that something is moving, we want to do the opposite of that. We want to have space for the subject to move into, and that obviously suggests that a subject is travelling that way. Also, think about diagonals, straight up and down, straight side to side, not so dynamic. Those diagonals that we've talked about before, where you can use a diagonal to give a picture more dynamism, that dynamism can mean motion. So think about diagonals, think about space to move into, think about leading lines if you can. As your eye travels along a leading line, it can suggest motion of a subject. But pick a subject, make it look like it's moving, either by using blur or space or both, and post it to Google+. As usual, tag it with CreativityEX. And I will try and comment on as many as I can. I have not commented on any yet today. We've got a house guest at the moment. Ruth's dad is staying with us. And I've got a crap ton of work. So, unfortunately, I haven't actually commented on anything today. But I will. I will. Let's see if I can see who's posted, though. I bet you not many. Of course, it's going to take a lot longer if Google+ doesn't wake up. There we go. CreativityX. And who can I see? I can see lens flare picture from Rob Allen. Well done, Rob. You actually got one. just looking at Georgina's, and Georgina was saying that she was having trouble. she said a tick box entry for lens flare. I tried so many shots, but none of them flared. Yeah, the one you posted doesn't really flare either, but it's a pretty picture. And I like the way the stick on the lamp works as a leading line. Mariandy's posted something, but not a picture. Jen Thorpe has posted reflections, and Luke Moreau has posted, Nancy Hayes, and Rob again. And I think that might be everybody in the last 24 hours. Thank you to all of you guys for posting. I really appreciate it. I will go and comment on a few now. At the moment, the only person who's successfully got a lens flare is Rob. So so well done, Rob. It's been a really hard few days. I do apologise. I said it was going to get tricky towards the end. You wait and see what I've got to come in the next few days. It's not hard per se, but you're going to need to be brave. I'll leave you with that. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.